We're joined now from our Doyle studio by the Sinn Féin health spokesperson, David Cullinan. A very good afternoon to you, Deputy Cullinan. Thanks for talking to us this afternoon. There's so many different elements to this, and we'll talk perhaps about the threat posed by the variant, the Indian variant, in a moment in relation to reopening. But you're saying today that the issues in relation to the supply of this Janssen vaccine and the ongoing problems with AstraZeneca are a matter of concern and raise a question about the possible safe reopening, which is planned for July. What are you getting at there? What concerns do you have, and what do you think we should be hearing from the government over the next couple of days?
Well, first of all, I'm optimistic about the possibility of more reopenings, and I've supported all of the reopenings that have happened over the last number of weeks. I do agree that we have to be careful and that we have to be cautious, and that was coming true very strongly from all of the public health experts and specialists you just had on your package. So we all accept that, and I very much look forward to the plan that the government will publish tomorrow. But equally, public health experts, and they're right, are saying that the progressive rollout of the vaccine is hugely important, because the more people that are vaccinated, the safer it is, and we can better control and manage the virus, including new variants. And obviously, the vaccine rollout is now front and centre and is inextricably linked to the easing of restrictions. So it's obviously disappointing that we've heard that there is a difficulty or a shortfall now in the Janssen vaccine. Mm. It's quite significant, because if it's as bad as it could be, in terms of only 60,000 out of what was expected to be 470,000, that will affect 10% of the adult population. And what the minister was saying in response to questions from myself and others is that the government target of 80% of adults receiving their first dose by the end of June now will not be met. And obviously that has to be a concern.
And if there's to be a shortfall on that scale, then can the reopening continue at the pace which we understand is being planned?
That remains to be seen. I think what I would say is that if you look at the 50% of the population that have been vaccinated, they are people obviously of high risk. And if you look at the reduced harm over the last number of weeks or months as well, because those people at risk have been vaccinated, we have to take that into account. So as others have said in the package as well, there's less people in ICU, there's less people in need of ventilators. And I think all of that has to be taken on board. So the public health experts and the public health advice will be given to government. I hope it doesn't, and I think what we need to do, Brian, is very simple. We need to try and fix the problem on the supply side in relation to the vaccines. There's obviously a role for the European Commission here in relation to this, because it seems the problem is on the US side and a manufacturing plant for Janssen that needs FDA approval.
So is it still Sinn Féin's position, as outlined by your colleague Imelda Munster, I think just in the last couple of days, that, for example, the time limit that's, we believe, proposed for dining, when that resumes again, that just has no logic whatsoever?
It is, to be quite frank. And first of all, we want to see indoor dining reopened. And obviously, it has to be done in a safe way. And the public health experts say the ventilation is actually the biggest issue. What we don't want to see are responses and measures put in place that effectively won't work. How do you police something like that? How is it enforced? And it just creates more problems. So I think we have to trust restaurants. We have to trust pubs to make sure that they can manage their establishments, which I think they can.
Rather than
putting in place rules, which in my view are just not practical and won't work, let's make sure that we have all the other supports in place in terms of infection control measures to ensure that they can reopen safely.
One other matter: the Dáil is expected to vote next week on the extension of the special COVID emergency powers. The government wants those renewed until November. Sinn Féin says no, July really, this should all be revisited.
Yes, and we're not on our own. And the reason for that is because these are extraordinary powers that have been given to the Minister for Health and Government. And we've seen over the last number of months regulations that have been brought forward by the Minister as part of those powers where they don't go before the Dáil. They're not subject to proper scrutiny. We don't get to vote on them. And we're essentially giving the Minister a blank check. We accept there has to be a level of powers in place for the Minister to be able to react and for the government to be able to react. And we think it's better if they were only extended until July, then the minister would have to come back and debate again with the Dáil and seek Dáil approval and have proper scrutiny. And that's supported by not just Sinn Féin, by other parties as well.
Very good. David Cullinan of Sinn Féin, thank you for that.